Vale.
Homens, males, females, oh, they are like animals. Also, saintly person, they don't follow, observe all these things. They are more wretched than animals. They can make artificial face, big mala here, and 5 kilos japa mala, very big tilak from here to here, so many artificial things. But always duplicity, making money, so much lust in them. So, also sadhu sannyasi like this. So much problem in all ways. So, please save me and my husband dharma, like bull. Brahma became very worried. And taking them all went to Khir Samudra, ocean of milk. And he began to do aradhana of Garbhodha Sai Vishnu. And he was in trance, praying him. And in trance he heard that I have known, and my Prabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he has also realized all these things. He will quickly come, go away. And all the demigods should come in form of ladies in Gokul, Vrindavan and Mathura. And you all gods, you should come in the shape of Jadu and gopis in Gokul and here and there. He will appear very soon. This one reason. Secondly, it was the time of Yuga Dharma. To establish Yuga Dharma. What was at that time Yuga Dharma? Worshipping of deities. Muslims and others were destroying temples here and there. No faith in deities. So it was also going worst to save this. And he took Yugavatar, Manvantaravatar, everything in him. He also took Narayan, Ram, Nrisimha, Kalki, Brahman, all in him. And he appeared. Also there were some reasons more. But that reason was that. You know Jai Vijay? They were caught for 3 births. Now it was third birth. They have become Shishupal and Dantabhaka. So Krishna will have to come and to uddhar and to liberate them. So he must come. Moreover, when Ram went to Dandakaranya with Sita and Lakshman, no? You know that history? So, apne pita ka agya adesh palan kar.
Following the orders of his father.
To following the orders, to carrying the orders of his father, meant like a saint, sadhu, to Dandakaranya with Sita and Lakshmana. Though he was in saintly form, his hair were like sadhus, jata, but always teeny in his age, like 16 years. So beautiful. At that time in Dandakaranya, 60,000 of sages were doing aradhana. Aradhana?
Worshipping.
Not worshipping.
Meditation.
Worshipping. Not worshipping. You should know that the aradhana word is used by in meditation, serving conjugal or Ram or anyone by any of the mantra. Like they were what doing? Gopal mantra. Gopi Jana. For 1,000 years they were doing. But they were not like fishes, that if a fish is taken out of water and she will die at once. So they are, all these things, practices were very slow, as your practices are slow. Sometime doing your Gayatri mantra, some with Nai, and sometimes sitting like this. And if you will take all your then it will be like zero and you will sleep. Otherwise all the things will come at same time in the morning. What you have done, all quickly all coming. Very big problem. So they were like this. Weak practice. But when they saw Ram, and when Ram saw towards them, then they have some inspiration. And they began to pray Ram. That is, you should fulfill our desire. He knew their desire. They want to serve Krishna, conjugal, and they want to be in Ras and other Leela. Kindly, mercifully, he told that in next birth I will be Krishna. And there, by the help of Yogmaya, you will take birth in the om, from the womb of gopis. And there you can meet me. Then there I will fulfill your desire. So they went on doing practices for so long, from the birth of Ram and up to birth of Krishna. Oh, lakhs and lakhs yug they were doing. You don't think that in a moment you'll have laddu, like laddu and rasagolla. You want that, oh Guru Maharaj, you gave me mantra, but still I have not realized that I am in Golok Vrindavan, I want to go just Vrindavan. You know, Valmiki Rishi, he took initiation from Narad. And he did the studies very hard for 60,000 years, and then he was realized. And you don't want to follow all these things, doing your chanting your mantra. If Gurudev, Swamiji gave you initiation of Gayatri mantra and months, oh, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, 1 month, 2 months, you did, and after that you became weak. Especially after his desire and you departure and you left it. You have no faith on this month. You have to practice. It may be that two, three, four, five, so many births may come. But we had hope in this Kali Yuga that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle his mercy. So we can be some hope, we can hope that very soon we can be realized. So don't be worried that you are, go on practicing like the Dandakaranya Rivas. And then they came into the birth of in the womb of gopis, and they became gopis. And after that, they did worship of Katyayani for a long time. And then Krishna came, and then they were fulfilled. So this process will come. But you should go. One pointed Krishna bhajan, doing all these things. So far this Krishna came. Also there were some rishis and sadhus. In all the Rajkumari, princess of Janakpuri, when Ram went there and they saw Ram, oh, they were shocked. When they saw that Sita was married with Ramchandra, they have it. A very strong desire. Oh, if I am married with Ram, then it will be very good for us. So we want Ram that he should be our husband. We will not marry now. And they never married. So Ram was pleased and told that you should come in Dwapar Yug by the womb of gopis. You know that once Narada was going anywhere, and in the way, the two sons of Kuber, Manigriv, Nalkuar Manigriv, they were playing with so many asparas. Asparas, you know? Hebelni? Gulls. Naked. Drinking wine. Oh, shameless. Totally like trees and stones. Narada was coming through that path. The girls became ashamed, and they folded their hands and they took their garments, and they were doing far away, they were praying to Narada. But these two persons, totally mad, drinking wine like trees, and they were abusing the girls and also to Narada. Why this old man came here? And he disturbed everything. And he was also abusing. Narada became very merciful. He thought that he is friend of my friend. Sons of my friend. Kuber was his friend. Shankar was his friend. He was going to Kuber. So he saw that his sons like this. I should punish. And that is why he gave a course that you should be tree. You are doing like tree. Behaving like trees, that you should be tree. And at once they were feeling that, oh, we are going to be trees. Then they fled on the Lord's feet of Narada. Then Narada told them, yes, what I have told, it will not be untrue. It will be true. But you will be tree in Gokul, where Krishna is going to take bath and doing so much sweet play. So he will touch you and then you will be
deliberate.
Only not that. You will be have bhakti and you will be
associates,
you will be associate forever, transcendental associates of Krishna. So Krishna has to fulfill this thing. also there are so many hundreds of cause. Oh, Ramchandra, in his last day, he told Sita to quit his palace. And she left that place and he was alone in Valmiki Ashram with his two sons. There she gave birth of two sons. Ram told to Vasishtha, because he was feeling so much separation, though he was in palace and Sita was there, for any cause that king has left his queen, but Ram never left his dear Sita. So he was there, but always remembering Sita. So Ram was not passing his days. That is why he told to Vasishtha Maharaj, Vasishtha, that I want to do some fire sacrifices, Ashwamedh Yajna or any Yajna. Allow me. That you cannot do, because you have left your wife, you should bring and sit with your wife, then you can do. Oh, it cannot be. Please make any other arrangement that I can do. Oh, your father has married 360 wives. You can marry again. I think that in whole world there are so many beautiful ladies. They will very easily they will be married, ready to marry you. No, I cannot do. Then you cannot do sacrifice. Oh, please arrange anyhow. Then he told that you make a golden Sita, a statue. And with that Sita you should sit there and you can do. Then each year he used to make one Sita and to do fire sacrifice. And it was established by mantra by Vasishtha and himself Ram, so they used to be alike alive. When Ram was going to Ayodhya in his last days, after his pastime, then all came and they told that we want to all go with you and to always be with you. Then he told that in this pastime, I cannot accept anyone except Sita. Only Sita will be there. But you are now so many Sitas. So now you should go to Vrindavan and take birth from the womb of gopis. And there I will manage everything. I will fulfill your all desires. So for this also. And also that Shurpanakha. So Ram and Lakshman cut their nose. Yeah. She wanted to marry Ram. But Ram is desire tree. He must fulfill his desire, her desire. So he accepted him, her. But he cutted his nose and that anyone in this life should not marry her. Because they used to make from Maya some beautiful shapes. So anyone can marry. So if I have accepted, anyone should not accept in this life. And next life he became Kubja, crooked with 8 parts of his body. So anyone cannot. Face was so beautiful, but all the bodies were very crooked. So anyone cannot marry her. And when Krishna will come and touch her, then she will become very
beautiful.
And then his wishes will be fulfilled. So for this, So,
so
many stories. It will take about 10 days to explain all this. So there were so many reasons for this. Also to make rash. Upanishadchari Gopi, Upanishadchari Gopi. Upanishad mantra well became like all sources to become gopis. With Gopal mantra and Kama Gayatri. Very high class of powerful, this mantra. So never neglect. By doing so, accepting Gopal mantra and Kama Gayatri. All Upanishad mantras became like gopi in their next birth. And Krishna accepted them. Jauthaki, Ajauthaki. Ajauthaki, Ajauthaki?
Those who were in groups.
In groups or alone they were doing. Once Krishna and Arjun were going anywhere, Krishna told that Arjun, that, oh, I'm so thirsty, bring water from anywhere. Arjun went and saw that some birds are coming and going that way. And he reached to Jamuna and saw Jamuna was flowing so well. And water was so
pure.
But he saw that there was a old lady, hair all
white.
And he was in trance. He did parikrama. Oh, don't anyone sleep. Don't sleep. Sleep will come, but try to check, control. Sit like this. Sleep will not come. Then he saw a old lady. He did parikrama and he
did.
After some time, this lady came in sense. Then Arjun told, Mother, who are you? And why you are in this place you are doing? Anyone is not here. On the bank of Yamuna you are doing. What you are doing? Mercifully she told that, I am here in this place for lakhs and lakhs years. I am here. I want to be a gopi in Vrindavan and to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. Narada was pleased to give me mantra of Gopal mantra and Kama Gayatri. I am doing aradhana by this mantra here. Then Arjun returned to Krishna and told this. Then Krishna came and he gave his mercy, vardhan, benediction to us. So, there are so many things that Krishna came. Now he is praying, Janamadasya jataha anvayadi taratasya abhigya swaradhateni brahmarita. So there is no name of Krishna, but it all applies to Krishna, to Brijandanandan Shyamasundara. He is doing pranam satyam parama dhimahi. I am meditating. Parama satya. What is parama satya? Param satya means?
Supreme
transcendental truth. What is that? Only one. That. And he is himself. Adya Jnan, Bhartattva, Krishna himself. Not anyone other. So Janamadasya Jataha. From whom this all worlds are created. Who supports and nourishes. And after this whole world with all entire creation interesting him. Janma Abdasya. Janma is sthiti lay. Creation, what? Everything. In jato anvayadi, anvay and vyatirek. What is anvay?
Direct
and indirect. Oh, in easy way I am telling you. What is anvay? Direct way. Krishna has three shaktis, powers. Chit shakti, jeev shakti, maya shakti. From chit shakti, he creates all transcendental worlds like Golok, Vrindavan, Vaikuntha and all. And the shapes of all, like Krishna, Baladev, Nanda, Yasoda, Gopis, all transcendental shapes by which chit shakti. And then all the souls, liberated soul and conditioned soul from Jiva Shakti. And then Brahmaya Shakti. Maya Shakti is not like zero. His power of Krishna. He creates all lakhs and lakhs Brahmands. Oh. So these are direct. But what is indirect? That all the souls are chetan, conscious, chit. And this maya is
inert.
But even being maya, and she covers this chetan padartha, very strange thing. She is conscious and maya inert, but still, how it is wonderful that it is covered with this insert maya. This is a strange thing. It becomes by the power of Krishna, which is kartum, akartum, anyatha kartum, everything. What? What is possible? What is impossible?
It makes possible.
It makes possible. Everything. Which is even not possible. So this Shakti is Parashakti, only one Shakti, but it comes in the shape of three. Also, Hladini Shakti, Sambhi Shakti,
Sandini
Shakti. So many things. So by this anvay and vyatirek, this world is created by Krishna. Swaraj, Abhigya, he knows, he is expert in all creating and destroying and supporting and nourishing. Very expert. Anyone is not expert like even Ram, Nisinga, Kalki, Vaman, all comes from him. So he is Adi Purush, Sarva Karan Karanam, Ishwara, Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radha Govinda, Sarva Karan Karanam. Then, Tene Brahmavidaja Adakabaye, Krishna himself gave in the heart of Adi Kavi Brahma. What he gave? Inspired Brahma, Sapta Brahma. Transcendental. Everything he, all the knowledge of Krishna and Jivas, Maya, everything came in Brahma. In the heart of Brahma. All the gods, demigods, cannot know all these things. Only he gets inspired in the heart of Brahma. तेजो बार मृदंग जत्र विनिमयो जत्र त्रिसर्गो अमृषा धामना सैन सदा निरस्त कोकम सत्यम परम धीमहि। तेजो बार मृदंग देयर आर थ्री थिंग्स इन दिस वर्ल्ड वी कैन सी थ्री काइंड्स ऑफ क्रिएशन तेज वारी मृदा तेज मीन्स फायर एंड देन
वारी
वाटर एंड देन
मृदा
अर्थ। हियर तेज हैज बीन टोल्ड फॉर कृष्णा तेज फायर समटाइम्स यू कैन सी एनी हर फायर बाई rubbing or by matching you can see, but fire is everywhere. Without fire anyone cannot live, no life without fire. If fire goes from your this you will at once die, but it is seen when it is with match, with the help of or anything, when a light will come. And after some time, if fuel is
finished,
it will not be seen. So Krishna, by practice, he can be seen. Our soul can be seen by practicing. Not always it will be seen in by mortal eyes, or it cannot be realized by mortal senses. Never. So by practice it can be seen. And jivas, like but water. When water is condensed, then it becomes like snow, ice or snow, no? And it becomes so hard that if you will
throw it,
it will cause you
some
injuries. But by water, not like that. So water, when it is in natural position, when it is liberated, he is serving Krishna. But by chance he has forgotten, then he comes in that condensed state. And he will be thinking that I am this body and all kinds of problems will be there, quarreling and everything. And for Maya, in this world there are so many kinds of like pots made by earth, some glass, some pots, some vessel, but all are with mud, with earth, no difference at all. But name is like by gold. A glass of gold, a garment of gold, a necklace of gold, names are different, but all are like gold. So in this world it is. But jatra binamayo tirsargo amrisa, it seems that they are all true, but not true, these worlds. Sometimes when fire will come, then we will see and realize then it is true. Like when we will realize Krishna, then he is true. These souls are true, it is true. But this body, I am this body, this is not true. This is binimaya. This is
exchange.
But dhamna svein sada nirasta kuhuko. Where Krishna? There is no Maya at all. Only Jog Maya is there. Parashakti is there. Not this Maya who creates this world. And by the effect we know that, I am this body. So if anyone is there, he cannot come to this world. Never. So all the jivas who are here, they have not forgotten there and they have come here. From origin, they are forgetting from the borderline. That is tatastha. Jiva swarup hai, nitya krishna das, krishna tatastha sakti. So Swamiji has told, but we are not thinking deeply. So any jiv, tat jadgatva, na nivaratante tat dham paramam. If anyone with so much great authority is practicing lakhs and lakhs, but and he has gone to Golok Vrindavan, and where there is no maya, there is no chance of forgetting Krishna. How is you can fall down from there? Never it is. All serving. Yoga maya, helping them to serve Krishna. So first, Dhamna Svain, in his transcendental abode, where there is no maya, only Ladini Shakti, Sandini Shakti, His Shakti, all are there. All Jews are serving Him. So, nirasta kuhukam. No
maya is there.
No maya there. Satyam paramadhimai. So, Krishna, Brajandanandana Shyam Sundar, He is Parama Satya. Extreme
true.
Dhimai. I am meditating Him. He should come and come in my heart. Like Brahma Sut, Brahma Gayatri, Bhargo Aswastat Savitur Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimai, and Dhiyo Yonasya. So here, this is the translation of that Brahma Gayatri. Same thing. This is also like a mantra. Second meaning, Janamadasya. Adi means Adi Rasa.
Original.
And that is
Shringara.
Madhur Rasa. It comes from Krishna, not from anyone. And all the meanings will be like that. Very good meaning, perfect meanings. All the meanings will be changed. Here Anna and Betirek. Meet separation and meeting. And Krishna is so perfect in this. And he tene brahmahida. What he tene? Adikave. He is Sukhdev Goswami, Adikave. Adikave is his Sukhdev Goswami. And that Krishna, ocean of Rash Krishna, from which Madhur Rash comes. Adi. And all Rashas are including in Krishna. That is Rasa Brahma. He inspired in the heart of where?
Sukhdev Goswami.
In Sukhdev Goswami, he is the first Kavi. And Muhyanta Jat Suraya, Brahma, Shankar, all in confusion. They cannot know like this. Tejo Var Mridan. Here also some change of here Tej means in Brahma Gayatri as it has been told Bhargo Devasya Devasya Krishnasya Krishna himself Bhar. And Bhar means his power. So I am meditating the power of Krishna. Who is Srimati Radhika. Here also Tej means Bhargaha here
power
potency. So he is praying to whom? To Radhika. The power of Krishna. Without this, we cannot enter in that. Tejo bar mridan. Sometimes separation, sometimes neutral. Like this. But he is with Radhika. Radhasa
Ranshate
Namaha. Always with Radhika and all gopis there. You know that a slok in Brahma Sanghita. What?
Chintamani
Prakarasadla.
Ananda Chinmaya Rasprathibhavitabhi Tabhi Ya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabhi. Nijarupataya Kalabhi. Like Krishna, transcendental, all the gopis. All are the Kaya view of Srimati Radhika, and Radhika is one with Krishna. So all are like Krishna, not less than Krishna. So Krishna is playing with them in Niji Vrindavan Dham. So Saptam Paramadhimahi. With Krishna, Srimati Radhika, we meditate. Another, more, that any rush cannot come without Radhika. So Radha and Krishna are conjugal. Janamadasa. From this, Madhur Rush comes. If Radhika is not there, Krishna alone, like a Nirvishesh Brahma, he cannot.
No rush.
No rush at all. If he is with Sita, if it is with Lakshmi, even with Rash Satyabhama Rukmini, half rush, or one fourth of rush. No, full rush. If he will be with gopis, and especially with Radhika, if his all gopis are there present, but Radhika is not there, no rush. So he is praying, to whom? Satyam Paramadhimi, to Radhika. She should come and manifest, as in Brahma Gayatri. Tanno
Dhiyo
Noh Prachodaya. She should come, Srimati Radhika. Another more. What is that? So first came for Krishna, for this creation. Second, for Madhuras to Krishna, Bhajendranandan Krishna, then conjugal Radha and Krishna, and then only Radhika here, because without power she cannot do. So for Radhika, and then fifth will come for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All will be, many will be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Satyam Paramadhimai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Paramasatya, because he is conjugal, Radha and Krishna both. And he has come to men to do sweet all these things and to sprinkle his mercy for Rag Marga and to taste the beauty of modes of Radhika. So, Satyam Paramadhimai, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be
manifest in our heart.
So, by doing this, here, Adi Kavi, who? Or then Rup Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, inspired in Prayag, all these things. And Rup Goswami wrote Bhaktir Swami Sindhu, Ujjal, meaning Vidat Mahatma, so many books, and he manifested over whole world. And now we are in this line. So you should think that you are so much fortunate to come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always think this. And always be hopeful. And practice like this. So, he Satyam Paramadhimahi, and then he began to speak gradually. Dharmaha prajyata kaitavo atra paramo nirmat saranang satam vedyam vasam atra vastu sivadam taptrayun mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krite kimba parairishvara sabde ridya vadudhyate Krishna. If you will hear tatkhana, first, at once, Krishna will be controlled in your heart. So Srimad Bhagavat is so powerful and sweet. Not like quinine, bitter. Medicine may be some bitter, but this medicine, not bitter, very like nectar. Nectar also not so much sweet, bittersome, but afterward it becomes sweet. But it is very sweet, very powerful. If you will hear, Krishna will come in your heart and will be controlled. So I will explain, and then I will speak so many sweet pastimes of Krishna. Today is 8, and some drama will be also come. So try to here. Today it was somewhat philosophical, but I made easy. But even it is hard. So from tomorrow I will make more easy, that even male, female, everyone can hear all these things.
Ravindra Prabhu wants to give class tomorrow morning.
He can give. We, at about 9:30, we will go to
school.
Yeah. And then we will return, and again in evening we will have our classes. In morning also?
After we return from school, class will be here.
Oh, very good. Then, after Kirtan Karada. Go on. And you should be ready. At once, without delay.